Did you flush the last time you used the washroom? This morning, did you take a shower? If you had to estimate, how many times will you fill the sink today? And now think, could you do all of that with 25 liters of water? How about for the entire month? Every year for the past 6 years during the month of March, that's exactly what Kevin Friedman does. He challenges himself to live on 25 liters of water a day for the entire month to raise awareness about the importance of water conservation. Join now in studio with Kevin Friedman.
Hi.
I was wondering if you could talk about your water project. For someone who maybe has never heard it or heard about it, what background can you give?
The project is called the Water Conservation Challenge, and the goal of the project is to try to limit my own water use to a very small amount of water per day for an entire month. And that small amount of water is 25 liters of water per day, which is significantly smaller than the average Canadian would use. According to Environment Canada, the average Canadian uses about 330 liters of water per day.
But it is possible.
It certainly is possible. Yeah, many people around the world live on far less water than we use in Canada, and there's many people in the world that even live on less than 25 liters on a day-to-day basis. Canada and the United States use by far the most water per capita per person. The States is right around the same level as Canada. Other places, including wealthy countries like in Europe, they use about half of what we use, and in places that don't have access to the same kind of water that we have, the same quantity of water that we have, they use far less. I think I've read that the world average is probably around 50 to 60 liters, and the World Health Organization advises that people need generally about 50 liters of water per day to live a healthy and hygienic life.
So why is it, do you think, that Canadians and Americans are using far more than the rest of the world?
Part of it is that there is a lot of water here. We're very lucky in Manitoba in particular with our 100,000 lakes, and in especially the north part of the United States, they have a lot of fresh water. I think it's also part of the culture. We came to these big, beautiful countries and were very sparsely populated, and there was always an abundance of resources, and we would use the resources as they were available. Whereas other countries, Europe and South Asia in particular, where they have much denser populations, they don't have the same resource base. They've been forced to conserve energy, resources, water, whereas we haven't been forced to do that just yet. And I think that we're getting to the point where we may have to soon, but I hope that we can be a little bit proactive and start conserving ourselves before we're forced to do it.
So you're using also half of what the World Health Organization is recommending for a healthy, hygienic lifestyle. Why are you using half?
Well, I wanted to limit my water use, and when I started the project in 2009, I figured out roughly how much water I thought I would need for particular things throughout the day, washing myself and drinking and washing my laundry, and I wasn't aware of all these facts. I had no idea how much the average Canadian used or how much the WHO had suggested, but I felt that I could live on under 25 liters of water per day and still be healthy and hygienic, and that's where the project started. It's a bit of a stretch. There's a lot of small things that I do have to do in order to conserve water, and that extra 25 liters of water per day would certainly help, but I live a healthy, hygienic life, at least for a month, on 25 liters pretty easily.
With this project, I mean, how does this affect change, or how does this address these issues? Is this meant to encourage people to take action, or is this an awareness thing? What's the aim with this?
Yeah, it's an awareness thing. It's a bit of a call to action. I sort of use this project as an entry-level environmental initiative, whereas there's a lot of there's a lot of people that are very reluctant to reduce their automobile use or turn down their heat or something. Everybody can come around and agree that we could use less water, and we probably should. It would be a good thing to do. I initially did it on a lark, for a fun thing, and it generated a lot of attention, and I've used it now to encourage people to conserve water and also to build some awareness about water issues in Canada and around the world. I do presentations to school kids and community groups around this, and I always touch on how much water we use, as well as the health of Lake Winnipeg, for example, that's a very important topic nowadays, and how we can be better water stewards and protect our waterways as well as conserving water.
How do you, what's the reaction from students and from groups of kids when you go and you talk about this issue?
I think initially they think I'm crazy. And then as I get through the presentation and I discuss the project, the aims of the project and how I do it, I think they come to realize that they can certainly be more aware of water issues, and they can certainly conserve water on their own. The project started off raising money for UNICEF, and then in the second year of the project, I didn't feel that that was really within the mission to raise money. I wanted it just to be a completely cost-neutral event, and I encouraged people, instead of pledging money, pledge liters of water that you can conserve. So people sign on a pledge form, and they say, I'm going to reduce at least 25 liters of water every day for an entire month. Mm-hmm. And that is a small call to action, because it's a very simple thing for people to do. It's only reducing their water use by about 7 or 8% per day, and just for a month, one month out of the year. But then once people start doing that, it becomes a little bit more habit, and it builds their awareness, and hopefully they continue for the rest of the year doing that.
Throughout the course of the month, and you've been doing this now for 6 years, have you noticed any particular time when it gets really hard, or there's that hump that's like, I don't know if I can finish this, or...
Laundry day, every laundry day. When I first started doing the project, I would spread out my laundry a little bit more because I didn't enjoy doing it. It's a little bit physically demanding, and you're on your knees, and I have the utmost empathy for people around the world who just have to do laundry by hand every day. And now I don't spread it out as much. I do it a little bit more frequently, but still that time I don't really like. Beyond that, the first week is usually a little bit difficult to adjust to. Every so often, I still accidentally turn on a faucet when I'm not supposed to, and it slips my mind. But usually, you know, the second week and for the next few weeks, it just becomes habit. And it's a little bit less comfortable sponge bathing because that's what I do instead of showering. But for the most part, a lot of the things that I do for the project, I integrate into my daily life outside of the month of March. But I just do it more earnestly in March. So I don't really get to a point where I'm really frustrated and I want to quit. But I certainly am always happy on April 1st.
Has there anything that surprised you about your own water consumption, or that you didn't realize, like, wow, this is really hard to give up or adjust to?
I think, you know, just the awareness of how much water I would use. When I started doing the project, I wondered, well, how can I keep track of how much water I use? And then my parents had a big, huge Gatorade jug, and I thought, okay, well, I'll fill up the Gatorade jug with 25 liters, and that's what I will only use water out of that jug. And so many times in the average day, you reach for a faucet to wash your hands or to get a cup of water or to splash water on your face. I mean, for some people, it could be dozens of times. And it was the amount of times I would use water was shocking to me when I had to be more conscious of using the faucet. And then the amount of water that we do actually use, how much just goes down the drain, and my own personal lack of awareness of it. When I started doing some research and I did a bit of a water audit on myself to realize that, you know, a running faucet on full blast uses about 8 liters per minute. A lot of shower heads use 12 to 15 liters per minute. The toilet I grew up on in my parents' home, I went to investigate after I started the project, and that used 23 liters every time it flushed. Most toilets now are 6 liters per flush, but most toilets built before the early to mid-90s were 23 liters per flush. Mm-hmm. So all of that combined, like, it's hard to pinpoint one particular thing that shocked me, but just the amazing water use, significant use of water that we all use.
And we'd kind of been joking about it outside of the studio, but I wanted to ask, if you don't mind my asking, you brought it up before, but how does it work with automatic toilets then?
Well, with toilets in general, I live by the if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. I have another poem that people often like when I say it. It's save water for the tree, save money for you and me. You can do it easily if you don't flush when you pee. So that's a maxim that I try to live by, but I'm not at home all the time. And in the office that I work at, there are automatic urinals. And so it's a little bit strategic. I often have to angle myself in a particular way so that I don't set off the flush mechanism. But I also, I have a little squeeze bottle that I bring with me so I can give the urinal a little bit of a rinse, because again, it's easy to conserve water if you don't care about hygiene, but I wanted to do the absolute most I could in order to, you know, to keep especially the place I work clean and my household as well.
Now, for folks that might be listening, if they're really interested in what you're doing but can't take the leap to take the challenge, what are simple steps that they can take on to conserve water?
There's a whole bunch of things people can do. Very simple things like taking a shorter shower. There are packages you can get from Fort White Alive, for example. They have entire water conservation kits that have aerators and low-flow shower heads. And if you were to get a low-flow shower head, I guarantee most people would not even be able to tell the difference. They still come out with good pressure, but they can use, from the average shower head that uses about 12 to 15 liters, some of these shower heads can use 7 or 8 liters. So you can cut down your water consumption in the shower almost by half. When you're making purchases, be aware of how much water things use. Like toilets now, there are still some 13-liter per flush toilets being purchased. Most of them are 6 liters, but even now there are ones that use less than 6 liters. And if you can make that that choice, if it's within your budget, consider it. Front-loading washing machines. If you need to get a new washing machine, consider a front loader because they use up to 60% less water than a top-loading washing machine. Yeah, far less water. Wow. And I think the most important thing is again, just that awareness. I really encourage people to do their own water audit at home. And that is just trying to figure out how much water you might use in a day. And that's as easy as, you know, filling up a cup of water from your faucet, seeing how long that takes and figuring it out, how much water it uses per minute, and then calculating how much water you use through that, how many times you flush per day. And I think people would be amazed when I tell people that the average Canadian uses 330 liters of water, which weighs 750 pounds, which is a lot of water.
Yeah.
Average person every day, it really sort of shocks them. It blows their mind, and they don't really understand how, but when they do a water audit themselves and they see, oh, well, I do use a significant amount in the shower, and oh, I have a 13 per liter per flush toilet, or oh, I do frequently leave the faucet on when I'm doing dishes or whatever it might be, I think it really opens people's minds, and hopefully it will encourage them to use less.